We continually evaluate our aviation security posture, our border security posture, our maritime security posture, and so forth. And so in the immediate aftermath of something like this, I'm always prodding our people, let's think aggressively and let's not just prepare for the last attack, let's think about what the next attack might look like.
Talking regarding the homegrown violent extremism problem and trying to mobilize these communities against it and educate them, groups like the Islamic State, groups like Al-Qaeda, other terror groups are still trying to reach into this country, it seems, and other places using social media. Assess the threat.
I think that our efforts at outreach to various communities across this country are making a difference. I know that because I get pushback from a lot of communities who say, well, you're encouraging us to be informants, you're encouraging us to snitch, which is not at all what we're trying to do. We're simply offering our help and encouraging those who live in this country that it's their homeland to help us help you. And I know people hear that message. I've seen it.
Can you characterize the depth to which the administration and certainly your team has taken on this particular development?
Homeland security is the president's number one priority, so the president is very focused on this. There is, of course, the law enforcement investigative effort, the forensic effort at the club right now to understand completely what happened in those few hours. There is the continued evaluation of our security posture.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson, J.J. Green, WTOP News.